Here is the news of the world. British naval units have successfully attacked Japanese installations at Sabang on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia. None of the attacking vessels was damaged. In the Central Pacific, Allied planes continue to attack Japanese bases in the Marshalls and the Carolines. In the Southwest Pacific sector, Rabaul was hit again with tons of bombs, and the Bougainville area was attacked. Other raids hit Dutch New Guinea and the Timor area of Indonesia. Allied forces, supported by tanks, ousted the Japanese from three positions on the Imphal Plain of India. No change is reported from the Kohima area, though stiff fighting continues around Imphal. There were no major changes in the Burma land front. Reports from China tell of heavy fighting in the Yellow River sector of Honan, where a Japanese offensive has begun. Now to the European battle theater. More than 2,000 American planes have attacked aircraft factories around Kassel in western Germany. They also assaulted five large parking areas where fighter planes are assembled to await operational assignments. There was only slight opposition from German fighters. Anti-aircraft fire also was on a reduced scale. At least 21 Nazi planes were destroyed. Five American bombers and two fighters are missing. During a 30-hour period, at least 6,000 Allied planes have attacked objectives in Germany, the lowlands, and along the French coast. They dropped about 9,000 tons of bombs. The American Associated Press, in a dispatch from London, says, "Aerial warfare never before has witnessed a bombardment of such sustained volume and violence, and the end is nowhere in sight. The German Air Force apparently was driven to the earth Wednesday. Although conditions were ideal for combat and the American bombers were hitting some of Germany's most vital installations, the Germans put up only token resistance." German officials have announced that all traffic on the Danube in Romania and Hungary has been stopped until further notice due to mines laid in the waterway by Allied planes. The Swiss radio announces the transport difficulties in the Balkans has forced the Swiss postal authorities to stop accepting mail for Bulgaria, Turkey, and countries beyond. Russian forces have seized several strongly fortified defense centers in the Sevastopol area in the Crimea. Naval and air units struck at German forces attempting to evacuate the port city. To the northwest, the Red Army for the second day turned back strong counterattacks by German tanks and infantry in an area west of the 1939 Polish border. The counterassaults were aimed at relieving pressure of Russian troops driving toward the communication base of Lvov. Russian planes have made a heavy attack on Lvov, damaging several trains loaded with troops and equipment. Allied headquarters in Italy announces that heavy German military traffic is moving through Rome to the area of the Anzio front. The Allied airmen report that German fighters appeared in some strength Tuesday for the first time in many days. Allied planes flew nearly 1,000 sorties Tuesday in new attacks on communications and air drones. They destroyed 9 German planes in combat. 8 Allied planes were lost. President Roosevelt says that the preservation of Rome depends upon the conduct of German military forces in Italy. He made this statement in reply to Prime Minister De Valera of Ireland, who had pleaded that Rome not be attacked by the Allies. Planes from the Southwest and the Central Pacific have made new attacks on 5 bases in the Caroline Islands, and the aerial offensive was continued against enemy bases in the Marshall Islands and the Southwest Pacific. In the United States, Columbia University announces the appointment of a new dean for the Postgraduate School of Journalism in Chungking. The new dean, Rodney Gilbert, has been on the editorial board of the New York Herald Tribune for the past 10 years. Gilbert previously lived for 17 years in China and worked on the North China Review. And that is the news to this hour. This is San Francisco.